Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. No doubt starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for February the 1st in the year of our Lord, 2022. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. And absolutely, we're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great restorative solutions we have at our fingertips today. You gotta love it. As you know, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. A quick recap of yesterday's show is in order, available at libertyroundtable.com and lovingliberty.net. Spread the word, donate liberally, would you please? Live and on-demand radio at your fingertips. And if you go to the lovingliberty.net site, you can download the iPhone and Android apps, where you can not only listen to live and on-demand radio at your fingertips, but there's a lot of podcasts there that are not available, really, on the radio station from lovingliberty.net. So it's got the radio station 24/7 of radio talk shows turned into podcasts after the fact. But there's a lot of podcasts there that are not on the radio. For example, TechWatch Radio is one of them. You've got Tom Woods is one of them. You've got all kinds of tremendous broadcasts available there. Why are they not on the radio station? Because they don't fit the proper format of radio. You know, each radio show needs to be an hour long or 2 hours long, or these podcasts vary in length and they don't, you know, it's just new media, right? So we want to have both available for you. Lovingliberty.net, spread the word, share the love, would you please? All right, without further ado, yesterday's recap starts now. We had our buddy on Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org, ronpaulinstitute.org, doing a phenomenal job. And we talked about the 10 reasons to end VPM. What's VBM, you ask? Vote by mail, ladies and gentlemen. We got to return to paper ballots counted by your neighbors. Join us today, securevoteutah.org. We're working hard to return to paper ballots. We talked about 10 reasons why vote by mail is bogus, why you got to jettison that narrative if you want honesty in your voting, transparency in your voting. SecureVoteUtah.org, if you're in Utah. If you're not in Utah, decide to start a secure vote, whatever your state is, .org as well, would you please? We'll keep you up to date as the efforts in the Utah legislature and in the effort to put it on the ballot continues. We'll keep an eye on that ball just for you. How's that? We also talked about the Utah legislature because it's in session right now. 45 days, I call it the reign of terror. Literally, they put up about 500 plus government new laws every single year during that 45 days. It is brutal. And speaking of brutal, they have an HB 99. They call it a civil commitments amendment. It is disaster, folks. I'm telling you right now, it is perverted and we need to vote it down ASAP. We also talked about this convicted child molester guy's name is James Tubbs. I guess he was 17 years old. He pulled a little 10-year-old girl in the stall in the bathroom and sexually molested her. And it's been taking a long time to get to the bottom of it. But he's 26 years old now. He goes into prison as a male. He's ready to serve a serious sentence for his heinous crime. But lo and behold, he decides right after he gets checked in that he's a female. Yeah, that's right. So he's a female now, they claim. And he's never had body mutilation surgery or anything like that. But he says he's a female, so James Tubbs now goes by a different name, but I guess he'll serve a sentence now in a female juvenile facility. So now this guy literally gets put in with a bunch of female juvenile girls to serve out his sentence. Have we lost our collective minds, ladies and gentlemen? What are we doing? We also talked about Justin Trudeau. What is he, the Prime Minister of Canada? This guy is ducking the Great Trucker Revolt. Massive rally takes place in Calgary and Ottawa. in support of the Trucker Freedom Convoy, ladies and gentlemen. You want to learn more about that? Rebelnews.com is where you go. They've got like 8 reporters on the ground. They're doing the best to get out the word. The mainstream press having a blackout on this story. But I'm telling you, you got a trucker convoy, ladies and gentlemen. 50,000 truckers. The trucker convoy is over 40 miles long, all rejecting forced vaccinations. Here's what happened. Canada decided that any trucker coming into Canada must show vaccine proof to drive into the country. The United States, whacked out policy as it is, followed Canadians' crazy lead, and they said, hey, any truckers coming from Canada into the United States must be vaccinated as well. Now the truckers are absolutely livid. So Trudeau ducking the controversy, but the truckers say, many of them, we're not leaving until this gets fixed. You got to stop this. We're not doing this. We're not getting vaccinated. And we will absolutely stop the distribution of goods in your country if you don't stop this. All right. Great trucker revolt. Massive rally. 40-plus mile long convoy. I mean, it is crazy. But you know what? I love to see people stand up. I back this truckers movement because it's a peaceful way to demonstrate your concern. Remember, we can peacefully assemble, ladies and gentlemen. We have the right to our freedom of speech, freedom of association, and the freedom to assemble. Let's just make sure that it remains peaceful, that provocateurs don't run this peaceful assemblage off the rails as well. We also talked about John Hansen. You probably don't know about this guy, but he was the president of Congress under the Articles of Confederation. So in a sense, he was the first president of the United States of America, if you will. A great man, did a lot of good. You don't hear much about the guy. But, you know, George Washington wasn't really the first president of the United States. It all kind of depends on how you determine when it all got started, right? But anyway, this John Hansen guy did a tremendous bunch of good, but you don't know much about him or the good that he did. We covered that in detail yesterday. In other words, the power of an individual to make a difference for good is incredible. And John Hansen, the first president of the United States, if you will, is proof. Most people know nothing about him. Let each of us stand tall in our efforts to make a difference in this sacred cause of liberty, shall we? That was hour one with Lowell Nelson. Hour two is equally, what do you want to call it, riveting, might be the word. Dr. Scott Bradley was with me. To Preserve the Nation is lifelong pursuit and collegiate series to match, all available at freedomsrisingsun.com. And we talked about this reality check, ladies and gentlemen. Oath Keepers could not have done one of the major things of which they are accused of doing, ladies and gentlemen. What is that, you may ask? Force their way into the U.S. Capitol Rotunda on January the 6th, 2021, through what they call the famous Columbus doors. You say, why? Well, those two sets of historic doors, by the way, that lead into the rotunda, were opened by someone on the inside, ladies and gentlemen, and not by any clients of this attorney, or Oath Keepers, if you will. Defense attorney Jonathan Mosley is his name, and he says the 20,000-pound Columbus doors that lead into the rotunda on the east side of the U.S. Capitol building are, believe it or not, secured by, quote, magnetic locks that can only be opened from the inside using a security code. And that security code is controlled by the Capitol Police, ladies and gentlemen. So it's impossible and cannot be done as they allege. That's big, folks. That's really big, right? To understand, hey, what we're being told just isn't true on that front. All right, we also talked about this BLM founder. Her name is Alicia Garza. And she is a whacked out person, folks. You have a few threats in America. Really, you have your rogue agents in government, to the FBI, the Justice Department. You got the Capitol Police. You got all kinds of inside government people. And why do I say they're criminals? Because they've gone rogue, folks. Okay? I mean, in the Ammon Bundy case, literally the judge in Nevada said they've gone so rogue, I just have to cancel the whole trial. They withheld exculpatory evidence. They lied on the stand. They got caught by whistleblowers. And the whole thing was going to come unraveled. So the judge just simply, Judge Navarro, I think her name is Gloria Navarro, just basically said, what? Get rid of the case. And she did, because she didn't want more information to come out about how criminal rogue agents in government really are. Am I calling your government criminal? No, I'm not. Ladies and gentlemen, the proper role of government is a wonderful, blessed thing instituted among men as a blessing to protect our God-given inalienable rights, okay? I'm not downing the proper role of government. I'm downing rogue agents that take the law into their own hands and get crazy, with drunk with power, out of control, okay? And this is what happened in the Ammon Bundy case. The FBI and the Justice Department went nuts on parade, crazy. Same thing with this January 6th thing. They're lying about the people. They're lying about the evidence. And we need to get to the bottom of it and hold those rogue agents accountable. All right? If you don't believe me, another example is you got the FBI and the Justice Department in bed with your local school districts now, saying that parents who are concerned about schools are domestic terrorists. I mean, this is crazy town and got to be stopped. We got to push back and say, uh-uh. Well, anyway, this BLM founder is the, quote, I don't know what you want to call it, insurrectionist side. And the government seems to attack all conservatives but leave people like this alone. We'll talk about it more in seconds. I am Sam Bushman, and this is Liberty Roundtable Live.
The CDC just reported that 7,218 people died after receiving a COVID-19 shot. Granted, vaccines are a complicated concoction of chemicals, and as with any medical experiment, it can take a long time to get it right. This is not the first time people have been hurt when vaccinated. What is different this time, and so concerning, is the reaction to these death numbers. Let me explain. In 1976, the government vaccinated 45 million people for swine flu. A total of 53 people died after getting that shot, and the U.S. government immediately halted the vaccination program. Why? Because authorities decided it was too much of a risk. Why would they halt the program back then for 53 deaths, but now, with over 7,000 deaths, they are using every method possible to force it on you? In fact, now the health authorities are using their power to silence anyone who dares to question the COVID vaccination. Why? Why is anyone that questions COVID silenced? Even doctors are being censored. What's up with that?
Paid for by Ammon Bundy for governor. VoteBundy.com.
The Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit legal foundation committed to protecting our unalienable right to publicly acknowledge God. The Foundation for Moral Law exists to restore the knowledge of God in law and government, and to acknowledge and defend the truth that man is endowed with rights not by our fellow man, but by God. The foundation maintains a twofold focus. First, litigation within state and federal courts. Second, education. Conducting seminars to teach the necessity and importance of acknowledging God in law and government. How can you help? Please make a tax-deductible contribution, allowing foundation attorneys to continue the fight. You may also purchase various foundation products as well at morallaw.org. Located in Montgomery, Alabama, the Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit, tax-exempt 501c3, founded by Judge Roy Moore. Please partner with us to achieve this important mission. morallaw.org.
All right, back with you live, my fellow Americans, Sam Bushman on your radio. We're in the recap of yesterday's broadcast, but just as riveting information today as well. We're talking about two main threats to you, my fellow conservative. They're after constitutionalists. They're after conservatives. They're after Republicans. They're after Americans who believe in America, the great country, because it's founded under God Almighty. They're after the Christians, ladies and gentlemen. And the battle's on. And you got two people to worry about, or two groups that are the big threat: rogue agents in government with tremendous power, literally violating all the checks and balances that our founders gave us, creating judge, jury, and executioner all under one head, the FBI, the Justice Department, et cetera, out of control, literally calling parents who go to their school boards concerned about what's happening in their schools with their children and calling them domestic terrorists. I mean, it is out of control, folks. Well, the other group you got to worry about is these anarchist crazy people. Now, Let me be very clear. The anarchists that we interview on the radio, such as Becky Akers and Michael Storm and many others, they're not the anarchists that you got to worry about. All they say is, we don't want government. We believe we can do things by private contract. We don't believe in force. We got to live and let live. They're peaceful people and completely different from the destructionists that we're talking about now. So you got to worry about rogue agents in government is one group, and the destruction folks, sometimes called anarchists, in the other group. They take names like Black Lives Matter, like Antifa, and they're organized under people like Barack Obama, the great organizer, right? Well, anyway, these splinter groups all work together under really no figurehead. It's hard to know who's who, who's in charge of what, but they manage to organize themselves in ways that's very difficult for government to deal with, but it's very easy for them to raise money. So let me give you some examples to make the point here. You got this BLM, Black Lives Matter co-founder. Her name is Alicia Garza. Okay, she is absolutely crazy, and she publicly states these are her goals. Are you ready? And I want you to contrast her goals with our goals for a minute on Liberty Roundtable Live. Our goals are to promote God, family, and country, and to protect life, liberty, and property, and to do so in the traditions of our founding fathers, supporting the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America, rejecting revolution and standing for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the planet under God Almighty. And we propose to do that through education and then peaceful action to uphold the rule of law, to insist on the checks and balances, and to turn to Almighty God and repent, understanding that God, family, and country is the order of things for true, honest, moral, God-fearing patriots. And we refer to the moral high ground of, we got to have morality in the people, morality in religion are two great supports for those who are free, and to understand that knowledge allows us to maintain our liberties, right? You can't be saved faster than you have knowledge. And so we turn to Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace, as our guide, as our leader. Well, anyway, this Alicia Garza lady has just the opposite view in mind. They hate Christians. Here's her goals in contrast. You ready? To dismantle the organizing principle of society, to erase history, to break down societal norms, to defund the police, turn cities into war zones. Remember Chaz in Seattle? Turn cities into war zones and defund the police. Just imagine what that looks like. Disarm the populace and more. Now, ladies and gentlemen, don't forget the violence of Black Lives Matter and Antifa over the last couple of years as well. Their fruits, by their fruits shall you know them, right? In 2020, believe it or not, after the death of George Floyd, ladies and gentlemen, which, by the way, we all agree was a tragic death, never mind that he was a drug-addicted, hostile guy and everything else, the loss of his life was still sad, folks. But in 2020, after the death of George Floyd, they went crazy. There were 633 riots in the United States. Did you know that? 633 riots. These riots were the costliest civil unrest in U.S. history. Now think of the riots of the 60s and all this stuff that we always point to. They pale in comparison. They say these 633 riots in the United States, the costliest in U.S. history, they say with insured losses. So this is not a debate. This is not the total loss. This is just the insured losses to which they can tally, right? Over $2 billion with a B, dollars. All of this was part of Black Lives Matter plan to usher in a Marxist state, ladies and gentlemen. So you got guys like me on the radio. You got peaceful people that go to the Capitol. You got parents concerned about their kids. The FBI is running around going, you guys are domestic terrorists. You're a threat. You created an insurrection on January the 6th, and we got to go after you. We got to be concerned. We got to creep lists of who you are. But yet you got Alicia Garza or whatever, this Black Lives Matter founder who wants to defund the police, who wants to just engender violence, turn cities into war zones, break down societal norms, erase history, dismantle the organizing principle of society. Then all this violence is committed with them in the middle of all of it, ladies and gentlemen, the tune of $2+ billion. And all of this was part of Black Lives Matter's plan to usher in a, quote, Marxist state, ladies and gentlemen. Now, it gets worse, because here's what they did. The government and the media backed Black Lives Matter, and they literally raised money. Yeah, they shook down corporations, literally, and said, hey, if you don't donate to us, we're going to call you racists. If you, okay, this is the old Jackson plan, right? Shake down corporations. Well, because of the pressure that Black Lives Matter put on corporations, BLM, that's Black Lives Matter, raised more than $90 million in 2020 alone. Think about that, ladies and gentlemen. We run our efforts on literally pennies. I literally fund with my own money a significant portion of this radio show. People like Kathy Smith at lovingliberty.net. People like Bob and Alan and Mike Adams over at Brighteon Network. And a few funders and supporters and donors, which we're so grateful for, fund all that we do, but we're talking pennies. We don't even spend $1 million a year, much less raise $90 million in a single year, ladies and gentlemen. And you look at that and you go, the contrast of what we're advocating for and the funding and support that backs what we do versus what they do is insane. And you look at this thing and you go, how on earth can this even happen in America? Because the media is so dishonest, because government is in bed with the media. They've got this trifecta of rogue agents in government, in bed with the media, in bed with these Black Lives Matter types, and they're all this trifecta of literally destructionists. They're destroying everything we hold dear, everything that is moral, right, good, honorable. They are attacking relentlessly. Dividing male and female, creating gender confusion, climate change discussions, COVID lockdowns and maskings, and they're doing everything they can to create a nameless society. You don't know your neighbors because, by golly, don't get near them. The COVID will kill everybody. You don't know your neighbors really because they got a mask on and they just moved in and you've never really seen them. You don't, and it goes on and on. Destruction in neighborhoods. All five of your First Amendment rights being attacked, or first five guarantees in the First Amendment being attacked. Oh, you can't go to church. You don't have your free speech. You don't have freedom of the press. You can't peacefully assemble. And you know what? You can't even get a redress of grievance at the courts anymore. This is their destructionary tactics, ladies and gentlemen. And we, the people, have been sitting back and allowing this to happen because we want to be good citizens. We want to be kind. We want to be gentle. We want to lead the way. We think then these guys are crazy, but they'll go away soon. No, they will not. And that's the part you need to understand. So as the recap of Liberty Roundtable Live's yesterday broadcast comes to a resolution or conclusion, I want you to understand that's who you're dealing with. This is a culture war. I'm not talking a war of guns. We pray it never gets to that point. I'm talking about a war of ideas, right? A clashing war of ideas. Will we be a God-fearing people, or will we turn our back on God? Will we believe in gender specifics, male and female, created he them? Or will we just think gender is nothing but a societal construction? How about race? Are we going to jettison racism and say, look, we're all God's children, let's behave like it and treat each other kindly and with love and respect as brothers and sisters? Or are we going to go down the race, everything needs to be viewed through a racial lens, the critical race theory, dishonest lies? What are we going to do culturally? Are we going to back religion and morality? Are we going to look at the Ten Commandments as a great guide for civil society? Or are we going to throw that in the water on the heap, trash heap of history? What are we going to do, ladies and gentlemen? At the great crossroads, we must decide. I vote for God, family, and country. And this is Liberty Roundtable Live.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Bipartisan critics are decrying foul to the IRS new plan to use facial recognition software to confirm Americans' identities. While it's not a requirement yet, by the summer, those visiting the IRS website to access personal records such as tax transcripts, child tax credits, and more may first need to send a recording of their face to a private contractor to verify their identity. A federal judge rejected a plea agreement Monday that would have averted a hate crimes trial for Travis and Greg McMichael that had agreed to plead guilty to the hate crimes charges. Travis McMichael would have received 30 years in federal prison to be served alongside the penalty of life in prison without parole for murdering Ahmaud Arbery.
I told them very, very adamantly that I wanted them to go to state prison and do their time that Judge Wansley gave them on the 7th of January.
Avery's mother, Wanda Cooper Jones, objected, as she says she wants the McMichaels to do their time in a state prison. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
It's really fantastic. You know, I'm pretty active sports-wise, and no muscle strains. I get up in the morning, like no stiff back, nothing. I never get sick. I mean, literally, never get sick. And if I feel like there's a little something coming on, I'll take like the mega dose. Next day it's gone. I mean, just my overall health is fantastic. And I plan on continue taking this because I'm convinced it absolutely contributes to your well-being, to your health. It's keeping you healthy. Let your body do what it's supposed to do.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751, or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Let's get a border crisis update.
Texas is setting up a border committee in the state legislature's Senate that will monitor additional funding for border security in the wake of more illegal immigrants and asylum seekers crossing into the U.S. from Mexico. Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick explaining how much more funding this will cost Texas taxpayers on Fox News.
I want people that are really going to go to the border, understand these issues, go to Washington if need be, and take on the Biden administration. But we in Texas are fed up with this policy and seeing our Texans die.
This comes after Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas recently visited the southern border last week, where several border agents raised concerns about the amount of illegal immigrants being allowed to stay in the United States under the Biden administration. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
We are USA Radio News.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman on your radio, hard-hitting talk at your fingertips. So, man, we had an award-winning broadcast yesterday, that's for sure. LovingLiberty.net, spread the word, share the love, would you please? By the way, this half hour is brought to you by Raw Honey, delivered directly to your door. To learn more, get a hold of the local honey man, localhoneyman.com. He can ship product all over the United States, incredible taste in raw honey. And there's a bunch of different flavors. All you got to do is get a hold of the honey man, email him or contact him, 801-669-2211. If you want to text or call, chat with him about local honey. I'm telling you, phenomenal stuff, localhoneyman.com. Check that out. All right, man, we've got so much to cover, so little time to get it done. Let's start with this one. This is shocking. There's a massive John Hopkins study that just came out. Ladies and gentlemen, where's your mainstream press when it comes to reporting on this one, huh? They say lockdowns, masks, closures did not reduce death. And they strongly reject government measures as pandemic policy instrument. Art Moore, WND.com with the piece. This is a huge story. Where's the mainstream press when you need them, ladies and gentlemen? They need to be covering this big time. I'm telling you right now, what the heck's going on? But check this out. They say researchers at Johns Hopkins University conducted a, quote, systematic review and an analysis of thousands of different studies, and their goal was to determine whether there is empirical evidence to support the belief that lockdowns reduce COVID-19 mortality. Answer, They concluded that such policies are ill-founded and should be rejected. Let me say that again. Johns Hopkins University did a massive study to determine if all the lockdowns and all the things the government are doing are helping at all. And they come back and say, no, such policies are ill-founded and should be rejected. Why do we find this out 2 years later, ladies and gentlemen? We told you this was all bogus right from the start, did we not? And they mocked us as conspiracy wackos and, man, deniers and whatever, right? Now, they say while this analysis concludes, they call it a meta-analysis, just so you know. This meta-analysis concludes that lockdowns have had little to no public effects, but they have imposed enormous economic and social costs where they have been adopted. Okay? Because in these studies, they have places that didn't go crazy with lockdowns, didn't go crazy with social distancing, didn't go psychotic with masks and mandates and all these controls. They have control groups that did not do this. The researchers wrote in their abstract on this the following. In consequence, lockdown policies are ill-founded and should be rejected as a pandemic policy instrument. The meta-analysis was titled A Literature Review in Meta-Analysis of the Effects of Lockdowns on COVID-19 Mortality. So they're talking about literally, how does this affect death? The answer is none of what they've done at all over the last 2 years has worked. We told you that from the start, ladies and gentlemen. We were right once again. Now Johns Hopkins reports on it with the WHO, the World Health Organization, and the CDC, Center for Disease Control and Prevention, and everything else. Where's Fauci now? They say they began their research by analyzing, or identifying, if you will, 18,590 studies that potentially could support the belief that lockdowns reduce COVID-19 mortality. After three different levels of screening those 18,000 plus studies, 34 studies, yeah, I know, 18,000 plus down to 34 studies, only 34 studies qualified. And of those 34, quote, eligible studies, 24 finally qualified to be included in their meta-analysis. The researchers wrote, hey, we put these studies into three different groups. Lockdown stringency studies, shelter-in-place order studies, and specific non-pharmaceutical intervention studies. And they define lockdowns in their paper as the following. The imposition of at least one compulsory non-pharmaceutical intervention, meaning government policies restricting people's regular activities, such as limiting movement, closing schools and businesses, banning international travel, just to name a few. They found that lockdowns in Europe and in the United States of America reduced COVID mortality by only 0.2% on the average, and shelter-in-place orders by only an average of 2.9%. There was no broad-based evidence whatsoever to show that non-pharmaceutical interventions had any noticeable effect on COVID mortality, ladies and gentlemen. None. This is Johns Hopkins. Where's your mainstream press? Where's Fauci? Where's Biden? They also, in the study, highlight this term they call blind to collateral harms. Blind to collateral harms. It's interesting that a blind man, your talk show host, is highlighting they're blind to collateral harms. Is it not kind of ironic a little bit, ladies and gentlemen? Just saying. We've been telling you this stuff from the very start. Might we see things they don't? Or do they know the truth and they're just doing this on purpose because they're so hate-filled, they hate your liberty and they hate you and they hate your Christianity to where they're going to do everything they can to shut it down? Is that where we are? I submit the answer is yes. You may not be ready to admit it yet, but that's where they are because they're evil. The conclusions by the Johns Hopkins researchers are consistent with other studies of hard data from around the world, writes Art Moore with WND.com, showing the lockdowns and other severe mitigation efforts did not stop the typical waxing and waning of a respiratory virus pandemic. Let me repeat that phrase again. The Johns Hopkins researchers' conclusions are consistent with hard data from around the world. And what's the conclusion? They show that the lockdowns and other severe mitigation efforts did not stop the typical waxing and waning of the respiratory virus pandemic. Not to mention the unintended consequences of that pandemic. But these consequences have been documented, ladies and gentlemen, not just by Johns Hopkins University, but now documented by the World Health Organization, WHO, if you will, and the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, if you will. Now, WorldNet Daily reported in December some of these negative effects that are going on because of the COVID lockdowns, because of these absolutely discretionary actions by government. The CDC, that's the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, warned that measles has now become a, quote, growing global threat. Why, you may ask? Because of disruptions to childhood vaccinations caused by lockdowns. So now most people can't get their measles shots. And so now measles is becoming a pandemic again, they say. The WHO, or the World Health Organization, in its latest malaria report, said in December that amid disruptions of health services during the COVID-19 pandemic, malaria cases and deaths rose significantly in 2020 compared to the previous year. So now you've got to create a death list of people that are dying because of the measles. Or what else? What about the unintended consequences? So you've got people dying from measles now, malaria cases. Now, Stanford Medical School professor, guy's name is Dr. Jay Matacharia. Is that how you say his name? I don't know. He has spotlighted and highlighted and researched the unintended consequences of COVID lockdowns. Now, I appreciate that they're calling them unintended consequences, ladies and gentlemen. That's certainly polite. But I don't believe it to be the truth, my friends, at all. I don't believe it to be the truth. I don't believe they're unintended consequences. I think they know full well what they're doing, and they're evil, and they're doing this on purpose, is my view. I've told you that from the start. Look, this bioweapon known as the COCO virus and the bioresponse weapon known as the vaccines, they're both intended. Okay, these are not unintended consequences. They love death, from their abortions to little children, right on through to killing the elderly through the COCO virus. They want to reduce the population. They're crazy. But anyway, this Mediterranean doctor commented on this report in December, and I'll tell you what they had to say in seconds. You are listening to the one and only Liberty Roundtable Live.
The spirit of the American West is live and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues affecting the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like the 2021 Real Buckaroo Calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Decades after Jimmy Carter, Joe Biden picked up where he left off. With America surrendering to terrorists, Biden's foolish spending is causing inflation, which means more pain at the pump, higher prices on groceries, devaluing your retirement savings when you need it most. Once was a mistake. Twice is a disaster. America needs strong leaders. not weak ones. Save America JFC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas, like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
I think that my family has always had a big influence on me for not smoking because since I was little, I was taught that smoking was wrong.
Recent studies indicate that smoking among teens often leads to the use of alcohol and other drugs.
I think having faith in God is a big part in it because the way I was raised has helped to avoid smoking.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen, hard-hitting talk. So I'm talking about this incredible news report from Art, our buddy Art over at, what do they call this thing? WorldNet Daily. Yeah, Art Moore doing a phenomenal job, I'm telling you right now, just doing a great job highlighting this reality. So you got this Stanford medical school professor by the name of Jay Matacharia, who has spotlighted the unintended consequences of the COVID lockdown. I submit they're not unintended, though. I appreciate his kindness, but I have my own views on this. You can say, well, Sam, you don't have any facts to back up your views. And my response is, neither do you people that say they're unintended. All I know is you've been lied to over and over and over and over, and you couldn't do more in government if you tried, ladies and gentlemen, to make things worse. So that would be my reality about it's not unintended. What could they do to make it worse? They've already literally destroyed your careers, locked you down. I mean, they're doing everything they can to make this worse. But anyway, this Mediterranean doctor commented on the report in December, and here's what he had to say. The lockdowners is what he calls them. The lockdowners who championed the policies that caused the sharp increase in malaria deaths in 2020 will do their very best to ignore this. Why? Because they are blind to collateral harm from the lockdowns. Especially, listen, if they befall the poor worldwide. In other words, this is affecting the poor more than anybody. Matacharia, along with other epidemiologists, Martin Kolder from Harvard and Sunetra Gupta of Oxford Universities, is a co-author of the Great Barrington Declaration, arguing for protecting the vulnerable while allowing those with little risk to go about their business. In an interview in October on the Uncommon Knowledge podcast with Peter Robinson of the Hoover Institution at Stanford, Matacharia, said that the unintended consequences of the lockdowns are immense. They include the estimated 100 million people thrown into poverty. Think about that. An estimated 100 million people thrown into poverty. The missing treatments for cancer and other serious diseases. And the 1 in 4 young adults who have reported to the CDC that they have considered suicide during the pandemic. The lockdowns, ladies and gentlemen, he continues, favored the rich. He calls them the laptop class. He said, believe it or not, they had 1/3 the death rate of the poor because of COVID, because of malaria, because of measles, because of, we can go on and on and on and on of all the treatments that did not happen because, man, the cocoa was so gnarly, so egregious, so pandemic that, man, you just can't even treat normal people for normal things anymore. And people just died. And then they lied and called them COVID deaths in most cases and got big money on the back end for it too, didn't they? And then they'll tell you, Sam, that's a conspiracy theory. There's no money on the back end. Lie. Stop already. The truth has already come out on this, okay? Now, Matacharya explains that it was almost a reverse-focused protection. We exposed the vulnerable, and we protected the well-to-do and the young. Wow, what indictments, huh? Editor's note on this story writes, Art Moore doing a great job for WND.com. Last year, basically, America's doctors, nurses, and paramedics were celebrated as frontline heroes battling a fearsome new pandemic. But today, under whacked out Joe Biden, literally tens of thousands of these same heroes are denounced as rebels, conspiracy theorists, extremists, and potential terrorists, along with massive numbers of police officers, firemen, border patrol agents, Navy SEALs, pilots, air traffic controllers, and countless other truly essential Americans. They're all considered so dangerous as to merit termination. Just shatter their bread bowl. Just destroy their ability to bring in income to support their loved ones and themselves. Just merit termination because they're domestic terrorists, you see. Their professional and personal lives literally turned upside down. Their reputations destroyed. Their careers ruined. All based on their personal decision not, I repeat, not to be injected with the experimental, I'm going to say it again, experimental vaccines. Biden's tyrannical mandate, ladies and gentlemen, threatens to cripple American society. From law enforcement to airlines to commercial supply chains, the hospitals. It's already happening, folks. Now, the good news, though, ladies and gentlemen, is that huge numbers of yesterday's heroes are now fighting back bravely and boldly. Yeah, the epic showdown is going on. The American Rebellion, We Will Not Comply, is the latest whistleblower magazine. That's the same people as WorldNet Daily reporting on this. This is good news, folks. People are fighting back bravely and boldly. We will not comply. There is a national defiance underway. In my mind, that's great news. Great news that people are pushing back. Great news that something different needs to happen. Right? This is serious, folks. This is serious indeed, because people are deciding, hey, you know what? We haven't been told the truth on this. That's the problem. We have not been told the truth. But this is researchers from Johns Hopkins University telling us this. This is literally epidemiologists and experts and studies and backing all kind of things. Stanford people, Harvard people. It goes on and on and on. But here's the question. Here's the real question. Can we punch through? And will the American people hear about this incredible study by Johns Hopkins? Remember, Johns Hopkins is the university, ladies and gentlemen, that keeps track of all the cocoa deaths, all the infection number statistics, and all this stuff, right? They're the ones that keep track of all that for your government. The CDC and the WHO and all the different states. And you go study all the numbers that are relied upon. Johns Hopkins is at the core of it all. And now Johns Hopkins University has a huge study that says lockdowns masks, and closures did not reduce deaths. It did not. And they strongly reject government measures as Pandemic Policy Institute, or as a pandemic policy, what's the word they use? Instrument, public policy instrument, okay? This is ArtMoreWND.com doing a great job reporting on this story, breaking it down just for you. Now, here's what the mainstream press is going to do, though. Write it down and remember who told you first. They're going to ignore it, number one. And if they're forced to admit it, what they're going to do is they're going to look through it and find a couple of weird things that don't quite add up to what we conservatives are saying. And then they're going to say that we're lying and we're peddling fake news and we're taking the study out of context and that we're da-da-da, and they'll go on and on and on and blah, blah, and that's what they'll do. And then they'll paint us as fake news. And if we quote the study, what they'll do is they'll de-platform us on Facebook and Twitter and YouTube and everything else, right? And they'll attack us relentlessly. But this is a massive John Hopkins study that I don't believe can be misinterpreted if you're honest with yourself. But they will. They'll either ignore it or they'll pick out pieces to try to mock us and manipulate us. And then it all depends on which media you, my fellow Americans, are paying attention to. If you pay attention to the mainstream press, you're going to get schnookered on this sucker. If you pay attention to us, you're going to be armed with knowledge and information, right? And the question is, are we greater than they? Or are they greater than we? You know, and the battle's on for the hearts and minds of Americans about what the truth is versus what fake news is. See, and at the start of this whole thing, I told you, look, yesterday and today's broadcast is all about your government, rogue agents, in bed with the media, in bed with Black Lives Matters and anarchists like George Soros and everybody else. That is who we're fighting against. It's a culture war. It's an honesty discussion or battle. Will we tell the truth? Will they tell the truth? Will we lie? Will they lie? Who's giving you the real skinny? Is this massive John Hopkins study about lockdowns, masks, and closures did not reduce deaths at all, and they recommend governments back off from their belligerent policies that have done nothing of value over the last couple of years except for all the collateral effects, all the downstream effects of their belligerence, deaths due to measles, deaths due to malaria, deaths due to the fact that people can't get treatments. What about all those deaths combined with then the deaths from the vaccines, the Vaccine Injury Compensation Fund, the VARS database chronicling those? When you figure it all out, hundreds of millions of people in poverty, they, on the back end of this thing, they have created an absolute plethora of destruction. Who's the greater destructionist? Black Lives Matter? Or those involved with them, like George Soros, the destructionists, or your rogue agent in governments? Who has done the most damage? And I would have to say it's government in bed with the media. And the anarchists, or the socialists, or the whatever you want to call them, the communists, they're not far behind. But none of them have our interests at heart, right? That's the problem, folks. Anyway, great article. We're coming to an end of the first hour. The second hour will be on Bridey on TV, ladies and gentlemen. And our efforts on Bridey on TV will be next hour with myself and Sheriff Richard Mack. We have a couple of incredible guests. Get to that here. And I'm setting it all up right now to go to the second hour. So thanks for being alongside with me, ladies and gentlemen. Always educational radio at your fingertips. I am Sam Bushman. This is Liberty Roundtable. God save the Republic at lovingliberty.net and brighteonradio.com. Back in a flash, I am Sam Bushman. God save the Republic.